We turn to Tampa, where we find Jim Ryan amongst all the people trying to get ready for this. Jim, I'd imagine that includes a lot of people just trying to get out.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I flew in last night, and the airport was just jammed with people, a crowd. I stepped off the plane, and here was this, you know, thousands of people there at Tampa Airport trying to find their way out. So, yes, for a lot of folks, storm preparation just less than 2 weeks after Helene arrives means getting out of town before Milton shows up.
Jim, so you flew in. I'm sure the plane was probably not too packed, right?
No, plenty of seats there, lots of ability to spread out there. But people primarily were coming from other parts of the country to clean up, to board up their properties here, you know, and to get ready for the arrival of Milton. I suspect that many of them will just pack up and leave again today or early tomorrow as they can. But one issue, of course, Susan, is the airports will be closing today and tomorrow as Milton gets closer.
You know, sometimes, and you've covered a lot of these, Jim, we're talking about the wind speed or something like that causing the damage. In this case, it's really a lot of focus on the storm surge.
Well, it's everything here. You know, the Helene to Tampa was sort of a storm surge event because Helene moved up the coast just offshore from Tampa and St. Pete and these areas here, Fort Myers, but it did push water onshore, and so that was the storm surge aspect. This one is coming straight in, so not only will it bring storm surge to this area, but it's also going to bring the extreme winds up to 150, 160 mile-an-hour winds, potentially at the point of landfall, and the intense rainfall as well. Luckily, it's a fairly small storm, Brian. It's fairly compact, and it's also moving very quickly. So once it moves in, you know, tomorrow, late tomorrow evening, early Thursday, it's going to move across the Florida Peninsula very quickly and be off the Atlantic coast before too long. But in the meantime, it's bringing everything, wind, storm surge, you know, the potential for tornadoes all across Florida from here in Tampa all the way to Orlando.
They're really warning people, though, that end up staying, that they may not be able to get to them or help them.
Absolutely. I mean, it stands to reason, too, if somebody lives in a low-lying area, an isolated area, and they get cut off, the local sheriff, police, the first responders, they'll be hesitant to get into that area because then they're risking their lives. We saw first responders lose their lives in North Carolina trying to respond to the storm there.
It's a terrible situation, including where you are right now, Jim. And thanks for joining us. Jim Ryan is joining us from Tampa Bay this morning.